Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to episode 24 of The 80%. Today, we'll talk about the first fundamental principle of building massive wealth. In simple terms, kung gusto mong yumaman, dapat alam mo kung paano gawin ito. Ano ba yan? Well, you'll find out in a while. Kaya simulan na natin to. Let's go! Hi, my name is Fitz Villafuerte and I'm a registered financial planner. I've been giving financial advice since 2007, and in this podcast, I'll share with you interesting money stories, effective financial habits, lessons on entrepreneurship, productivity tips, practical investing strategies, and many more. Thank you for tuning in, and now, on to the show. Gusto mo bang yumaman? Well, hindi ka nag-iisa. Siguro, kung lahat tayo ay bibigyan ng 3 wishes ng isang magic genie, gagamitin natin ang isa doon para humiling ng maraming pera. Unfortunately, hindi naman totoo ang mga magic genie. However, the good news is that you don't need a magic genie to become wealthy. There are many ways to become rich. Pwede kang mag-asawa ng mayaman, or kung swerte ka, pwede kang manalo sa loto. Or maybe, may milyonaryo ka palang kamag-anak na pwedeng magbigay sa iyo ng malaking mana. Of course, these are extraordinary ways to become wealthy. Most rich people I know built their wealth by either working their way up the corporate ladder, pursuing a lucrative profession, starting a business, or through smart investing. However, regardless of where you start and which path you choose, I believe that there's one fundamental principle that can determine your financial success, and that is your ability to spend less than what you earn. Answer me this. When was the last time that you told a lie? Kailan ka huling nagsinungaling? Ako, I think it would be yesterday, nung sinabi ko dun sa kaibigan ko na busog pa ako from lunch kaya hindi ako kumain ng cupcakes na ginawa niya. The truth is, hindi ko talaga gusto yung cupcakes kasi masyadong matamis para sa akin. So, I told a white lie because I didn't want to hurt her feelings. People tell lies for various reasons. Some reasons have good intentions, while some are outright bad and could hurt other people. And sometimes, we even lie to ourselves. When it comes to personal finance, I believe that there's no good reason to deny ourselves of our own truth. In other words, hindi maganda na nagsisinungaling ka sa sarili mo. Because in doing this, especially when it comes to money, you could do a lot of harm to your personal finance. What do I mean by this? Napansin ko kasi, there are people na alam na nila that they have poor financial habits. Yung aware na sila na magastos sila at hindi sila nagsisave. And yet, wala silang ginagawa para baguhin ito. They consciously ignore their bad money habits and simply lie to themselves that everything is okay or everything will be okay. For example, I met this guy who has been working for almost 5 years already at that time, and yet, wala pa rin siyang ipon, as in zero balance ang bank account niya. Ubus lagi ang pera pagdating ng sweldo. And the ironic thing is, every time na nagpepetsa de peligro siya, I would always hear him make a promise to himself that he will start saving next month. Of course, hindi niya nagagawa yon. Pagdating ng sweldo, just give it a few days and he'll make an impulse buy on something unnecessary. Bibili yan ng bagong sapatos or bagong damit and he'll find a reason why he needs them. He'll try to justify the purchase to himself. Kaya ako, I simply concluded that gusto niya lang na naririnig yung sarili niya na nagpa-promise na magsisave na siya next month. It makes him feel good and hopeful, even though deep inside, he probably knows that it's a lie. Nagsisinungaling lang siya sa sarili niya. And because of that, kahit gaano pa kataas yung sweldo niya, as long as he spends more than what he's earning, then he'll never be able to achieve financial freedom. Hello everyone, let's take a quick break from the episode because I want to tell you about a free financial coaching video that you can watch online. It's called The Secret to Saving and Building Your Future, and it's presented to you by the IMG Wealth Academy. This video will teach you the proper way to save money, and you'll learn the 6 steps to build a strong financial foundation. If you're interested to watch this free financial coaching video, then just go to imgwealthacademy.com. Again, that's imgwealthacademy.com. That's it. Now, let's go back to our episode. Wealth starts with learning the habit of saving. You have to spend less than what you're earning. At hindi pwede yung sinasabi mo lang na magsisave ka na. Don't lie to yourself. Instead, find concrete ways to actually do it. And what are those concrete ways, you might ask? I'll give you 5 quick tips. Number 1, pay yourself first. This means you should save first and then you're free to spend the rest of your money. The moment na dumating yung sweldo mo, immediately set aside a portion and put it in your piggy bank or transfer it to your savings account. Number 2, make it automatic. Alam nyo ba, there are now some banks that offer auto-debit services. Ito yung, for example, every first day of the month, automatic na babawasan nila yung savings account mo ng fixed amount, let's say 500 pesos. And then, ito-transfer nila yung pera sa ibang savings account mo or sa isang investment. Perhaps you can also ask your HR department if this is something that you can set up within your payroll account. This way, you don't even have to think about saving money kasi automatic na siyang nangyayari. And all you need to focus on is how to budget the money that you see in your payroll account. Number 3, start a mini habit. This strategy is the one I described sa episode 2 nitong podcast. I encourage you to listen to it and learn about the Piso Challenge, which is an effortless way to learn the habit of saving. Pero mamaya mo na pakinggan. So tandaan mo, episode 2. Number 4, always use cash. We all have loss aversion. Ayaw natin na nawawalan tayo ng pera. This is a cognitive behavior that I explained in episode 22. Kapag gumagamit kasi tayo ng credit card, walang nawawala sa atin, well, visually speaking. Kaya madaling gumastos. But if you only pay in cash, there's a visual act or a visual representation of you losing money kapag binabayad mo na yung pera dun sa cashier. And believe it or not, it's an unpleasant feeling, especially when you're buying something that you don't need. And number 5, set a benchmark and a reward. Personally, effective sa akin ito. What I do is every time na nakakapag-save ako ng 5,000 pesos, I allow myself to spend 500 pesos on anything. So, for example, if I already have 10,000 pesos sa savings account ko, the moment na maging 15,000 pesos siya, babawasan ko yung pera ko ng 500 pesos and then I will treat myself with whatever or however. And then kapag naging 20,000 pesos na yung savings account ko, I do it all over again. I withdraw 500 pesos and treat myself. So, if you're having a hard time saving money, then try to pay yourself first. Find a way to make it automatic, or perhaps start with creating a mini habit. Then, you can spend the rest of your income without guilt, but remember to always pay in cash and avoid debts. And lastly, give yourself a reward for being successful at saving. And you can do this as often as you can afford it. Saving money is important. We all know that. But knowing is not the same as doing. More importantly, Don't sabotage yourself by choosing to ignore this truth. Don't turn your head towards the other direction when you see yourself spending more than what you can afford. Mahirap mag-ipon, lalo na kung nasanay ka na maging magastos. Siyempre, kasama rin dito yung unfortunate fact that a lot of things are becoming more expensive nowadays, while our salaries and income can barely catch up with the costs of living. Kung breadwinner ka pa, nako, may extra level of difficulty pa ang pagbabudget mo. Pero kahit na mahirap, sana sinusubukan mo pa rin. There's no acceptable reason for not trying. The first principle of building wealth is to spend less than what you earn. So, do your best to save money, even if you can only save a small amount, even if it's just 1 peso every day. Because what's more important is actually doing it, so you can eventually form the habit. And by forming the habit of saving, you'll be one step closer towards financial freedom. And that concludes our short and sweet episode 24. And of course, our season 2. Yay! Thank you for listening. Next week, we'll have episode 25 and the start of season 3. Wala namang major changes na mangyayari. But by then, I'll officially be part of Podcast Network Asia. And you'll be hearing more about them next season. If you want to see the show notes to this episode, then just go to bit.ly/the80%. And of course, please follow or subscribe to The 80%. And I hope you can share this podcast to your friends. Also, kung meron ka palang tanong, anything about personal finance, business, freelancing, or investments, then you can record a voice memo on your phone and then send the audio file to readytobereach@gmail.com. You can check out episode 23 for samples ng mga questions na napadala na sa atin. Lastly, for comments and suggestions, please use #the80% on your social media posts so that I can find and read them online. And that's it for season 2. This is Fitz Villafuerte saying goodbye, and I hope to have you here again next week for our season 3. As always, take care and stay safe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.